Hello, my name is Tracy Alley, and I am interviewing Michelle Mack, an ecosystem ecologist. Michelle, could you tell the listeners about ecosystem ecology?
Okay, well, ecosystem ecology is a subfield of ecology, and you probably know that ecology is a study of the abundance and distribution of organisms, of plants and animals. And ecosystem ecology focuses on understanding how energy and materials like carbon and nutrients flow between organisms and the environment. So how biological life interacts with abiotic factors in the environment.
Would you describe to our listeners the project being conducted this summer?
Well, today we're focusing on a project that looks at shrub expansion in tundra. And so one of the things that we think is happening as the climate warms in the Arctic is that, well, plants are getting bigger. Either plants that have been here before are getting bigger, and then also bigger plants are expanding out across the tundra. There are more shrubs, and actually tree line is moving north too. So we're trying to understand how shrubs are expanding.
Great, thank you. Why is the Arctic such an important place to research?
Two reasons that motivate me. The first reason is that you probably all know that climate is warming all over the world as a result of increases in the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, carbon dioxide from cars and factories and power plants, methane from cows and sheep and sewage. These gases are increasing in the atmosphere, and it's causing climate to warm. And the Arctic is warming much more rapidly than the rest of the world. So we want to understand what's the effect of this warming. And the second reason that the Arctic is important is that over 40% of all the carbon that's in soil in the world is in the Arctic. So if this soil warms up, like, well, we think it's warming, then there's the potential for a lot of the carbon that's in the soil to be released to the atmosphere, which will increase carbon in the atmosphere, which could increase warming in the Arctic, so to create a positive feedback. So we want to understand that part of the carbon cycle.
Great, thank you. How many years have you been researching in the Arctic?
7 years, since 1999.
What other places around the world have you conducted research?
Before I came here, I worked in Hawaii. Currently, I'm working in Costa Rica, in Brazil. In the past, I've worked in Kansas. We're also working in Siberia, other parts of Alaska. So, tropics and the Arctic.
Sounds exciting. If you were to go back to middle school and high school, what would you have done differently to prepare for your career?
Wow. You know, I would have learned more languages. I really would have learned languages. I would have put a lot of time into that because it would make, you know, traveling and collaborations with people from other countries so much easier. And the other thing I would do is I would spend more time on music and art because, you know, you do a lot of science and you don't have time to learn to spend a lot of time doing music and art. So if you learn it in middle school, then you have it for the rest of your life.
That's great advice for our middle school students. Do you need to be an excellent math student in order to be a scientist?
No. You just have to work hard. You have to be competent. You have to be careful. But, you know, there's so much more to biology than math. I mean, there's...
So what would be your last bit of advice that you would have for middle school students interested in pursuing?
Pursuing sciences? Science. Or ecology? Mm-hmm. Just get outside and look at things. Spend time outside. And any opportunity you have to do a weekend program or a summer program. Mm-hmm. You know, even a lot of kind of environmental education, hiking, backpacking, rock climbing, that has a lot of ecology in it. So
great. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.